As if Idaho producers didn't have enough trouble, there's another foreboding omen. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. For decades, governments have focused on energy security. Increasingly, they're being forced to confront something even more fundamental, food security. The wars in Ukraine and the Middle East have exposed an uncomfortable reality. The world's fertilizer supply is concentrated among a handful of countries and vulnerable shipping routes. While headlines focus on oil, semiconductors, and rare earths, one of the world's most strategic resources receives remarkably little attention. In a recent interview on the Prospector podcast, Farhad Abazoff, who is chairman of Millennial Potash, argued that fertilizer has quietly become a national security issue. As Farhad explains, for the first time in many decades, governments are realizing how important fertilizer is to food security. He points out that the concentration risk is greater than most people realize. Three countries control about 70% of the world's potash supply. If you add Israel and Jordan, five countries control roughly 80%. The lesson, he says, extends well beyond agriculture. Countries have assumed these commodities would always be available, and over the last 5 or 6 years, they've discovered there may be situations where they simply can't get them. Perhaps his most memorable observation sums it up best. Quote, "Before we go out to kill each other, we have to eat," end quote. I'm David Sparks, producing this report in association with the Ag Information Network.